Berarti 我要 share 今天早上我的啊一个 meditation。
啊 ，OK， 那就嗯
，OK， 那个 it seems like 那个麦很像越来越越近了。
呀，
所以今天早上我在 office 的时候，我 meditate 到了 office， and then 早上的时候，我就坐在那个椅子上就 silent， 然后我可以就很快的就可以 feel 到那个 heart 的那个 vibration，
yeah, the awareness of that
the awareness
vibration。
刚开始的时候，他还没有完全进入那个 total relax 的时候，你有一个 part 我还可以看到我可以 feel 到，就是那个妈要去 interfere 他，就是想要去帮助他去concentrate 这样。
对对，你看到他 ，yes， that。Monday mind I try to come in. But now you just be aware and understand. Because every time it come in, you cannot be totally relaxed. Because that one is the subtle thinking trying to do. But because you have the awareness already, you can still be aware there after it asks you to focus there or whatever. Not really the word focus, like the thought.Tell you to go there. You can, but no problem. But after you are there, you just relax into it. Silent. Then it will develop already. It will develop already. So no problem.
And
那个看得到很好。
当他一来要去interfere 的时候，要进入那个concentration 的时候，因为我会觉得这个是一个 disturb 来的。
对对对，它是一个 distraction， but 你要看 ，because that mundane mind is very near the awareness nature one， very near， 一下子就跑出来了的。
Then after that， 我就没有just let it be， 等我就在那个vibrations 里面哦，就完全的 total relax 下去。
啊，是的。
The moment 我一完全 relax 下去的时候。我才发现它不是一个 heartbeat， 它在很 deep 的里面是一个 vibration， 你是这样子，它在那边 vibrating。
It's a movement， it's a movement， but your awareness can be with it one， can be with it one， no word one， it's imperfect harmony。Then later on it will slow down one， it will slow down， then finally completely nothing。But your form and mind haven't ceased yet。But there is nothing inside there. Means you cannot feel anything already. It has become so subtle. Then later on, if your wisdom is already very stable, ready, then when the condition is appropriate, you can have a glimpse of cessation. Then sometimes you already have gone through it for a while, then it will cease for longer period. Means you can go in and experience the so-calledthe nibbanic is not the experience actually, it's the unconditioned. The mind will cease for a longer period. Initially, it's normally a glimpse. Then after that, that form and mind they go in will understand. Then it becomes conscious again, aware again. Then it knows something happened already. That is what that change of lineage is, sudden shift. And later on, as your wisdom stabilizes, your understanding stabilizes, this cessation will last longer and longer and longer. Then it will go in. That nibbanic experience keep on happening, until that stage is over. It depends on the individual, that stage. But always remember when it happens, just let it be. Then the timing for it to come out, it all...depend on the nature and the condition. You cannot decide on. But if you want to do it for a longer period, you better make sure you are at home, so that people don't misunderstand that they think you are dead. Because sometimes no breath inside there, you don't breathe one. But you are warm one, you don't worry. So if you are doing it at home or at a place where you have somebody,You warn them, you tell them, just in case you find me like no breathing, no panic, I'm okay. just let things be, leave me alone. then sometimes it can last for quite a while. But initially, it won't last so long. Okay, yeah.
Then, 当我在 totally relax into 在那个 awareness 里面，我过后我真的是了解 Virgin 里面是所讲的，只是 silent be with it 跟 aware 罢了，根本什么都不用做，只是 relax， 它只是那个 vibration 那边很像就 aware 了。
Yeah,
you don't need to do anything.
You don't need to do anything. Yes. That's why the more relaxed are you, the more deeper it will go in. Then that nature by itself will understand on, become so natural, very natural. Be with it. Then a lot of things will change inside there. Like I say, it become more and more quiet, more and more quiet, more and more subtle. Until finally that phenomena also like so subtle, no more.No more, really no more. You can't find. Then just that nature away. Yeah. Then there is no like sense or contact, nothing. But the awareness is still there. But for cessation to happen, even the pure awareness also ceases to be. That is the real Nibbana. Yeah. Then the pure awareness also ceases to be. But the person who go through will know one. But the glimpse one you may not know. The glimpse one, it happened very fast. Yeah.But the glimpse one is normally for those who already have cultivated before in the past. That's why it will come very fast. Yeah. Then that glimpse is already the change of lineage. It has transformed that person already. Actually, after that glimpse, you can say that form and mind is already awakened, enlightened. At least first, second, third or fourth stage of sainthood. But whatever stage of sin would depend on your wisdom, so it's not really important. Yeah. But that glimpse is very powerful. Even the first stage of sinhood, after that form of mind come out from that experience of meditation, he will know what that nature is. Yeah. And he will know there is no such thing as you die already, you go and worry about this person, that person.No such thing. He will know. No one die. He know you, he know me. That one that people talk about one is the consciousness and all these things. He is not real one. Because the true nature is the unconditioned, eternal nature. That's why they will know that there is no such thing as a permanent unchanging entity that you can call a soul or what. Don't have one. So that understanding is very deep and very penetrative. That's why the anatta nature, non-self nature, they will know. Then if you try to, like, write and ritual, try to deceive that enlightened being or sotapanna, you tell them, die already, you will become what and whatever. He know you doesn't understand. You are trying to, like, gong wu lou, bullshitting people. So those who have gone through, they will know. That's why in the Diamond Sutta, you remember last time when we gone through the Diamond Sutta sharing, it was stated that even a Sotapan will not think like that. Because Subhati asked the Buddha. Then the Buddha answered, even the Sotapan will not think like that. He will know there is no such thing as a entity, permanent and changing entity within.No mark of a cell, even the Sotapan will also know. Very good, Sadhu.
Brother, 我有一个 moment, I mean, 刚开始的时候还没有进入 Dota 的时候 Dota relax 的时候在读书我就开始 feel 到那个 mind, 那个 awareness 一直在 vibrating。但后来我有我不知道这是我的 thought 呢还是个 understanding, 我讲这个就很像是我们的一个mind 的一个 aggregate, 就是它可以去 feel 那个 feeling。
我知道 you listen, I explain to you. Because you use your thought to try to understand, that's why you have this type of question. Do you realize that? Yeah?你用你的 thought 去 ask this question, but you answer yourself today, because when you relax and went in, before you relax and went in, you realize there is another subtle thought, trying to direct you and tell you what to do. So that is the answer to your question. Because you were finding out what is that. It's like another thought inside there. It's like another entity. But actually, that is the one that you are using to question. That's why don't go to the thought. Don't try to know. Just let things be. Silent everything and the nature will understand. With this today, I think you can break free from that already. Last time you remember the early day, you always come back to me with a question, you remember? The initial stage. And I always tell you that it's the thought. You're using the thought to reason. You cannot understand. You cannot find the answer. Because last time I remember, but the question keeps coming out. So all those phases you have gone through, but now the subtle one, you start to see today from your description. So you remember what I say, that's why just now I say you listen. You are trying to use thought again, although very subtle. Because you are not sure, you want to find out whether there is something. That's why that's now your question is it a thought or what? You have answered it because you saw there is another mind that is like a thought, the subtle one, that is trying to direct and do. So in the silent awareness, when you are really relaxed and aware, you can see all these movements. But like I say, initially it's okay. He want to direct you there because there the vibration and all those things is more prominent. You go there, stay. After you stay, you relax. Understand? Once you relax, you are not forcing it really. You are not trying to be there really. You know? You relax means let the awareness detect. Then sometimes if that place is not the right place, you will also know. That silent awareness without thought will move. That's why it will detect the gateway and all those things. So with this experience, it's going to help you after you have developed this understanding. Luckily you asked and I am able to share and explain to you. So this part is very useful. Okay? Avoid using thought to reason. Then you will end up with this type of problem. But if you don't use thought to reason, finally you will understand. That's why I say technically you don't really need teacher. You will finally come to understand all these things on your own too. But today is a good condition. Because this one, I think it has been with you lately for quite a while. I think your reporting 2 or 3 times earlier on also you have been saying all this, but you cannot actually detect it after after the 2 occasions, I think. But this time you report, you managed to get it. You answer yourself actually. Okay?
今天我做会比较长的时间。almost 45 minutes.
Actually, 45 minutes is very important. Later on, you will need more.
So, 它前面的 20 minutes 就很像 Brett 跟你讲的那个 thought around.
There's still that movement.
But 它 second half 的时候, 当我 total relax 的时候, 我可以feel到那个 mindfulness 它越来越 subtle, 越来越近的时候, 那个时候我就知道, 哇, 它真的是很 powerful, 这个 mind 是非常的重要, 如果 continue to let it continue to silent and cease, also something going to happen. 那个时候真的是很 powerful, 那个 mind 的
state. Pure awareness, the pure consciousness without content is so powerful, so different. Like I explained last time, to have one moment of pure thought means without the evil root, no, without any thought, no. Very difficult. The normal human being cannot. They always think a lot with the heedless thinking. That's why whatever merits they do is thought-based, tinted merits. Even they have Dhamma knowledge or certain cultivation also. But this one, when we go in, we can be with the pure thought for very long. Throughout the duration of the meditation. Like your case now is, maybe the first 10, 15 or 20 minutes, then it settles down, then you can be in that state. But later on, when you become skillful, you can be in that state most of the time. Then when the mundane mind color is all the time. That's why this type of meditation and understanding is very different, very penetrative, very deep. The consciousness, the pure consciousness, is very different from the mundane mind. Because this is the higher consciousness. And this one can become more and more fine, more and more fine, more and more. For it to be fine, you need wisdom. The wisdom energy must go in. Then it becomes more and more fine, more and more fine, more and more pure. And it becomes so beautiful. That's why its nature is very beautiful, very powerful. And it can cause things to arise. That's why later on, I dare not use my pure wish. I dare not simply make that pure wish. Because it caused things to arise. Then later on, I vow, if ever I were to use it, I will qualify it. I use that word, you remember? I always say, if it's for the good of the many, then only let it arise. Otherwise, it can cause things to arise on. Then people with the negativity of karma, with the condition, they will actually had it. But my nature didn't do anything, actually. Well, last time when it happened, then I didn't understand all this, because first time it happened, then I used it. Then it becomes so powerful, causing to arise. Then there was one incident. I felt quite bad in the sense that I have compassion for these people. Because I wanted to meet one person because of certain condition, and this person, he became my close friend, and I helped him before, and he also very friendly and nice to me. Then there was a condition where I need to meet this person. And do you know what happened or not? I just arise a pure thought, no. How nice if I can gain back his contact, or I can meet up with him, because I really need to contact him because of something quite important. And you know what happened or not? The next day, afternoon, one phone call came. And he still have my house number. No? 4 or 5 years I have not met him already. And he called me. Then he talked to me. Then I said, hey, I was about to look for you. He said, what a coincidence. Then he said, yeah. He said, how are you? I said, fine. I say, he also said, we must be up. Now I say, yeah, I need to see you. I need to drop by your office. Then he said, come. Then after that, he said, by the way, you know why I call you? He said, something happened at our project there. He said, last time there was an engineering project. I built this, the university quarters, 600 students. I built it in 6 months, design and construction and deliver. Because they need to rush that hostel. So after I built it, because it was built of cabin on that time, the cabin technology was just new. So after that thing was built, then the project ended. He was very happy because it was the pioneer project in Malaysia, and I think they gained a lot of good reputation. Then their cabin become like popular and all those things. Then people start to use. And the phone call say, he received a phone call from the university. That college that we built caught fire. That's why after that I did not use. Then I say, when was it? He said, just happened only. The university just called me. Then I say, you don't worry, they got insurance, everything covered. Then I say, okay, I drop by. Then when I went there, I really pity that it was near exam, MU, the term really. Then one of the ladies' block got burned. So I can feel those students who stay there, live there, the lecture notes, their textbook, everything inside there, also will be burned. But then the fire engine came and they managed to put off the fire. But I think about 50 to 60 rooms were affected. That's why after that incident, I vow never to use that POH. That pure mind is very powerful. It can cause things to arise. Oh, very, very powerful. So you will start to understand.
Sorry.
Okay. 还有啊，
就觉得现在很像那个麦，哎，那个 cultivation 很像一直不断的在 progress 啊。
Yeah, yeah, 你会了解的，
有啊，
对
呀，你可以知道，很像一直不一样了，全部。
Yeah, You can also read through the description by just now that lady, the Kayamita. It will help you to put it in words. Because you are Chinese Mandarin educated, you are not so strong in the English language. So you read through, then you can actually describe it in a clearer manner so that it can help other Kayamita. In fact, that sharing was very good today. Kayamita, who is new, came for 19 sessions only, able to do up to that level. Really amazing.
那现在早上起来五点多，他会很像我都醒来就 aware。
Yeah, yeah. You were straight away. The moment you wake up, you are aware already. Your posture,
yeah,
everything. Then your movement, yeah.
以前哦，你 aware 的时候，那个mandarin mic就一直也跟着 arise， 一直来 disturb。
Yeah, but so, now is the awareness. Awareness. Then only you become conscious. You can see how it become conscious. From the awareness, you come out, become conscious. Then when it's conscious with the awareness, the thought hasn't moved yet. Then you decide.It's no more the thought condition you to move. How you want to move, at what pace you decide, where your awareness decide. That's why it's very different, very beautiful.